Barack Obama won the presidency, in part on the promise of revamping the ailing health care system. Now his administration faces the daunting task of converting promises into legislative reality in the midst of a worsening economic crisis. Joining us now is former Surgeon General David Satcher to discuss what needs to be done, what can be done, and how the proposed reforms affect minority communities. Welcome to the program, Dr. Satcher.
Thank you, Cheryl. Great to be with you.
Well, on Thursday, President Obama holds an all-day summit looking at ways to address the high cost and the accessibility of health care. At a moment like this in which funding is limited, I was wondering what initiatives you would prioritize.
Well, I think I would agree that finding a way to provide access to health care for all Americans should be priority. And I think, of course, that goes hand in hand with reducing the cost. There's no question about the fact that we spend more for health care than any other country in the world, almost $2.5 trillion. That's over $8,000 per capita. And yet we have a major problem with access. Over 46 million people uninsured, and of course many people underinsured. Mm-hmm. Our emergency rooms are jam-packed with people waiting for hours, and we have a lot of concern about the quality of care that people are receiving. So our system needs reforming. And I don't think that that reform can wait.
Mm-hmm. Well, your work as Surgeon General focused a great deal on minority issues. And in your first year on the job, you released a Surgeon General's report in 1998 entitled Tobacco Use Among U.S. Racial Ethnic Minority Groups. And you've also been an outspoken critic of racial disparities in health care. So what are some of the minority health issues that concern you now?
The national goal of eliminating disparities in health among different racial and ethnic groups and different socioeconomic groups in this country should be priority. But I think the minority health issues are connected to issues related to the entire society. It is true that minorities suffer disproportionately from problems related to access to care, more likely to end up in emergency rooms trying to get care, more likely to have trouble finding of physicians and other health care providers. So I don't think the issues that impact minorities are disconnected from the issues that impact all Americans. Mm-hmm. They just impact minorities disproportionately.
Do you think the administration's health care plan tackles those issues?
Well, I think yes and no. I think we have to be a little bit more explicit about the commitment to eliminate disparities in health. But I do believe the plan is in the right direction. And obviously, I don't think that President Obama intended to put out a plan that answered all the questions. I think what he's trying to do is to bring people together and to move towards shared goals. And I think those goals are the right ones.
You know, Dr. Satcher, this is an ambitious healthcare proposal and kind of steps on the toes of many interested parties. Do you think it has any chance of being approved?
Well, I certainly believe their approach is right, and so I believe it has a better chance than we've seen in quite a while. I believe it has the leadership in Governor Sebelius. I think in terms of having the right people to really communicate with Congress and others, as well as a person like Nancy Ann DePaul, who's had so much experience within the health system in terms of financing and access to health care and health care quality. So I think President Obama has made some very good decisions in terms of people that he has chosen to lead this effort. But I think it's going to be the coming together of people who don't often come together and listen and speak to each other that's going to be important for the success of this plan.
Yeah. Since you mentioned Governor Sebelius, I wanted to play a clip of tape of President Obama when he announced that she would be the head of HHS, and here's what he had to say.
As a governor, she's been on the front lines of our health care crisis. She has a deep knowledge of what the burden of crushing costs does to our families and businesses. That's why she fought to guarantee Kansans access to quality, affordable health care and sought to secure it for every Kansas child from birth to age 5.
And it sounds like you think that this was a good choice.
Yeah, I believe her leadership as a Democratic governor in a Republican state, but also her background as Commissioner of Health Insurance, are very important, and I think it's going to be very important to have someone who can bring people together across party lines, but also bring the business community together with consumers as we try to move toward a health plan that benefits all people in this country and move beyond a health system that is very costly, with questionable quality in many areas, and a system that leaves too many people out in terms of access.
Dr. Satcher, let me shift you back to the position of Surgeon General. What do you think the challenges will be for the incoming Surgeon General?
Well, that's an interesting question, but not an easy one, because the role of the Surgeon General, of course, is to communicate directly with the American people based on the best available public health science. So I think I see a tremendous opportunity for the new Surgeon General in this environment to really communicate about the importance of a balanced health system. And by balance, by the way, I mean a system that puts as much emphasis on prevention and health promotion as it does on treatment. And that's always been a priority of the Surgeon General, is that we try to talk with the American people about what we can do for ourselves in terms of regular physical activity, good nutrition, stop smoking, responsible sexual behavior, but also to be aware of our mental health needs. As you probably know, I released the Surgeon General's report on mental health in December of 1999. And even though mental health is such a critical part of our health system, it's too often left out, and Congress only recently passed the Mental Health Parity Act, an act which really desperately needs to be implemented.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Well, you're quite welcome.
Former Surgeon General David Satcher joined us from his offices at the Morehouse School of Medicine, where he is the director of the Satcher Health Leadership Institute.